Welcome back to another episode of the Tea with Tina podcast. On today's episode, we are talking about weight gain. Maybe not weight gain in the way that you think. I'm going to be talking about it in the sense of fitness influencers who promote weight gain as being healthy. And as with everything, it is dependent on context. So I'm not necessarily saying weight gain isn't healthy for people. It's the way that they present it that bothers me. All right, so let's just dive in. Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment. So grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. Okay, so I was scrolling Instagram the other day, and two pretty big fitness people were talking about how they gained weight. Okay, so they talked about how they gained weight, anywhere from like 20 to 50 pounds. And, you know, this is their bodies. They're proud of it. Gaining weight is healthy. This is the best that they've ever felt, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And I kind of was like, ick for a second. Okay. And again, I do want to preface this is context because this can definitely be a sensitive subject. This is not a black and white label, all or nothing label, because there are many instances that I think we need to gain weight. But that's kind of my whole point, is the reason these people gain weight, these fitness influencers, they didn't set out to gain weight. They're not like, you know what? I look great. I'm looking to gain like 20 to 30 pounds. No, that's not what happened. They gain weight because for whatever reason, and I see this happen so much in the fitness industry, and it's kind of happened to me too, is you go too extreme with your routine, your fitness routine, and it becomes unsustainable. And, you know, your body's dieted down and tired. So when you do inevitably eat more and move less, maybe in an not of as a controlled environment, you put on weight. And it is healthy in the aspect that your body needed that. And that's why so many times these fitness influencers say this is the best they've ever felt. And I've even made posts like this. I said that I'm 20 pounds heavier than my high school weight. You know, everybody always wants to get down to their high school weight, but it's like your body changes. Maybe you had kids, your shape changes, you know, hormones change. So many things change. So like, obviously weight fluctuations are okay, but when you kind of gain that bigger amount of weight, like we were saying, that 20 to 50 pounds over a couple months, maybe a year, because you were just decided to not work out as much and maybe eat more because you're feeling a little bit run down, that's due, like I said, from more of an unsustainable fitness routine. And that is what bothered me. It bothered me that these fitness influencers often do very extreme workout routines. They're working out like 6, sometimes 7 days a week, 2+ hours. They're eating very little. And they're like, look, guys, you can look like me. This is so sustainable and balanced. And then one day they just can't do it anymore. You know, they get older, they want to settle down, they want to have a family, they move on. And every fitness influencer I've seen, this has been the case. You know, they might have kids, the one girl who did gain weight, she used to be a class instructor, which can also be very, very taxing. Let me tell you, this is why I rarely teach, or I rarely do the classes that I teach. I am just the instructor, because these people sometimes can teach up to 5+ classes a day, and they're doing the classes with the people. That's insane. They are working out 5-6 hours a day. They're not fueling properly. They're not resting properly. This is very toxic. Their body's super stressed out, and usually they don't sustain it very long. And this is what happened to that girl. As soon as she stopped doing it, I don't know what she's doing now. but she gained the weight. And I'm like, wow, that's no freaking surprise, because you were, you know, really taxing your body, doing too much. You weren't recovering enough. You weren't fueling properly. And then you just stopped all of a sudden and you wonder why you gained weight. It's kind of like with bodybuilders. They're very strict with their diets, obviously, and it's an extreme, and they diet down for their show. And then usually after their show, if they don't have a good coach, or if they just don't have the willpower and they go against what their coach says, you're supposed to reverse diet, which we'll get into in a second. But they'll just kind of like go all in and eat everything because they haven't been able to eat certain things. And they'll usually go out and eat these crazy meals for a couple days, and they will actually gain like crazy amounts of weight in a short period of time because their metabolism is so down regulated that when they finally eat food, their body stores everything they're eating as fat. So, and that can really mess them up, okay? But their body needs it because it feels like it's in a starved state. Now, these are some extreme examples, but just to illustrate what happens, this is what happens. And the problem is we can avoid that weight gain to some extent, that more extreme weight gain, if we did things properly, right? So, like, these people that all of a sudden stopped working out as much and were eating like not a lot of food, and maybe one day they're like, screw it, I'm eating more. You know, there's a way to do it. And I think reverse dieting is the answer. And it's in a controlled environment. And this is where it gets tricky, because sometimes our bodies and our minds are so deprived that it's kind of like we go crazy and we're like, no, I just need food. I can't handle this anymore. And that's when like binge eating comes in. And this is why we shouldn't even diet ourselves down that extremely in the first place. If you're under a good coach, when you go in a calorie deficit, they should be very conservative. I know I am. I keep calories as high as possible for as long as possible. And then once they stop working, then we look at lowering the calories from there. But you know, I'm not like slashing calories like crazy from the beginning and having you get starved. That's not the right way to do it, because the long-term effects, these are some of the things that can happen, right? But if we are in a healthy place, and you know, for reference, I got a hip injury a little over a year ago, and I literally like abruptly stopped working out for a year. Like, I walked a little bit, but I couldn't walk very far depending on my hip. I did some yoga, but it wasn't crazy. And I was like, oh shit, I am doing way less movement than what I was. Like, I was really on a roll 5 to 6 days a week. I was killing it. I was feeling good. And then I just abruptly stopped. And I made sure to really be mindful of my diet, and I did not gain any weight. If anything, I lost a couple pounds. I mean, some of it was probably muscle. I did lose some muscle mass, but like, I didn't gain any weight. Why didn't I gain weight? Because I was mindful. And I do have hypothyroidism, so you can't come at me and going, well, you're just somebody who doesn't gain weight. Like, no, I literally have a slower metabolism and all these hormonal issues, and I was very mindful. So I guess what I'm getting at is the people, which we'll touch on reverse dieting in a second. I know I keep saying about it, but the people that promote the weight gain in the way of, it's kind of like, it's like they're covering up their issue and just being like, it's fine that I gained weight. You know, it's, you know, I feel the best I ever have. And what they're saying is I'm finally eating enough food, and I'm not training as crazy, and now my body actually feels energized and good. The weight gain is kind of just a byproduct of what happens. And even in a reverse diet, you'll gain a little bit of weight. Everybody's different. Some people won't gain weight. Some people will gain a couple pounds, but it shouldn't be anything significant. But reverse dieting is essentially, you know, getting your body to like slowly increase calories. So this has to be very monitored with macro tracking. You know, you usually add on like, I want to say like 10 grams of carbs every 2 weeks. So very gradual, but over time, you know, this can build up. Like over 6 months, you're looking at like, you know, it could be like 500 calories that you're adding on if you're consistent with it. I just have a friend of mine who, she's doing bodybuilding, and she has a really good coach. And She's short, okay? And she was eating like 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 calories. She reverse dieted up to 2,300 and she looks great. Like, she hasn't gained any weight. You can see her ab lines. Like, she looks good. And it's because she was really doing it under the focus of a coach. And that there's a way to do that. You can reverse diet yourself to gradually add calories. It's because you're so gradually adding that food in that your metabolism has enough time to adapt to that higher intake without storing fat. It adjusts as you're gradually adding it. So then that way you can eat more food without necessarily gaining all this weight. And then the point behind that is when, you know, let's say your new maintenance is up to 2,300 like this girl, when you do go into a deficit, let's say you want to shave off 500 calories or whatever, you're only dieting at 1,800 calories, which maybe before you were at 1,500 calories. Okay, so it gives you more room, it gives you flexibility, because obviously we can't diet down forever. You can't be like, oh, well, I'm not losing at 1,200 calories, so I guess I got to go to 1,000. You know, you have to reverse diet out of it. And of course, there's a lot of factors that come into play. It's a lot of staying the path, making sure you're consistent with everything, but that is the way to avoid that weight gain, okay? And I do want to touch, because I mentioned about me personally talking about weight gain, I want to explain where my weight gain came from. I was someone who was pretty skinny in high school. You know, I had some extra weight at one point, but then I was working out a lot, and then I lost a lot of it. So I think at my lowest, I was maybe like 130. I sit around 145, 150 right now. That seems to be my like good set point. If I'm a little bit leaner, I'm closer to the 140, 145. And really what happened over the years, I remember my first training job, he asked me if I was a runner because I was so like skinny, and I was like, what? And I was like, no, just my body. So I didn't have any muscle on me. So I was lifting more. And when I lifted more, I inevitably gained more weight, but it wasn't like fat. You know, you gain a little bit of fat when you put on muscle. It's just a part of the process, but it wasn't anything crazy. So, I put on muscle, my body shape changed. I didn't change like clothing sizes or anything. It's just I put on more muscle. And you know, you go through different phases where you do build a little bit of muscle, and then you kind of cut, and you build some muscle and you cut. And that's kind of what happened over the years. I think I do maybe have a little bit of extra fat on me, but it's like a good fat, if that makes sense. Like, I don't feel like I gained all this weight and I'm like super, you know, uncomfortable with my body. Like, I think all the weight that I gained is pretty healthy. So that's where it came from me. I don't think it was ever, even with all my hormonal issues and stuff, I don't think it was ever like, I stopped working out and I ate all this food and I gained all this like extra weight back, right? I did have some issues with water retention and things and weight fluctuations in that aspect, but I've always been trying to be mindful of my routine. And that's something with you guys. If you're mindful of your routine and you don't take it to the extremes in the first place, you won't even have to worry about that, right? If you can, you know, ease your way out of things, you can manage those binge cycles and how you gain 30 pounds so fast, even though you lost like 20. So slow and steady wins the race, as always. But I hope this episode made sense. Like I said, anytime I stumble upon something, I write it down because I'm like, ooh, this would make a good podcast episode. So if you ever see the fitness influencers, you know, praising their weight gain, you know, I don't discredit anybody for that. But like I said, just know that it usually comes from a place. As someone who is a trainer in the industry, I've actually talked with a couple other coaches about this. It's usually because they like just took it way too extreme and they just kind of gave up and they didn't properly like ease out of it. And then they gained weight, you know, they kind of relaxed a little bit, laid off the gas, which again, isn't a problem. But I think, you know, as a fitness, well, some of them aren't even fitness professionals. They're just fitness influencers, but whatever, somebody who's in fitness and should be semi-knowledgeable, I think they could probably do that a little bit better, but or at least explain it a little bit better as well. So yeah, that's just my thoughts on it. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will chat soon, guys. Bye.